from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier.
On WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
One of the people on the PA here interviewing one of the cheerleaders. That's a hot interview, I'll tell you.
Oh, I couldn't take my eyes or my ears off it.
Breaking down what time they get here and all that stuff.
Well, there is.
It is a new day.
They get here 5 hours early. I know you're not into TV and pop culture type shows, but there is this new show on Netflix about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yeah. I've heard of.
It is pretty interesting because
it's a cutthroat group.
It is actually amazing how cutthroat it is.
Yeah.
How mean and nasty they are, and all the crowd. They don't get paid anything. I think they get paid $200 a game.
Women can be catty.
They can just as much. It's amazing.
It.
You know, all the fake hugs and stuff that go on. Oh my God, I'm so sad for you. Just kidding. I'm happy it's me, not you.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, of course it is. Well,
it's actually really good. It's pretty entertaining. And Jerry Jones is nowhere to be seen, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, I was just trying to calculate the parlay and the pick that I put in there. Can't work. Because otherwise, we're going to have to change this up. So anyway, we'll get you a lunchtime parlay coming up. But we've sucked. If anything, you fade us right now. Like, really.
I don't think I've had a hit in 2 weeks.
Fade us right now is the way
April was a good month.
Because Foyer has no more Houston to lean on.
Hey, listen.
The last bit of, I think, that
I was searching for it again, too. I was like, either Houston or I hate this time of year. Like, it's like nothing to bet on. Stupid baseball games. Red Sox aren't even playing. It's like, when are we going to get a game? When's the Hall of Fame game? Next week, right?
Where? What are you talking about?
Next week.
No, but where are your silly axioms that you rely on now? Just because there aren't enough things for you to apply your crappy betting strategies to?
The strategy worked last night. How about that?
No, I know.
It worked yesterday.
Well, I was just going to say, but why aren't you just finding a baseball team and saying, well, they're due?
I did. I found a player.
Again, I guess that's your theory.
I'm going to stick with it for another week.
Wait till the Olympics.
Oh, that's right. Are we not betting on the Olympics?
In Massachusetts, there are some things that are limited.
Whoa. What? What do you mean? They're limiting the amount of bets you can make on the Olympics?
Yeah, I think there are. I think there will be restrictions on Olympic betting. I do. Hold on.
That is. What do you mean? I can't bet on. The velodrome or whatever the hell that thing is called, that bike racing, the guys just they don't even have any brakes.
You can live bet on women's soccer right now.
Oh, is that going on right now?
Spain and Japan's 27 minutes into the first half.
Really? Oh, because the opening ceremonies are tomorrow?
Yeah.
I think maybe qualifying. No, I think they already qualified. I have no idea what this is.
No, events started yesterday.
Oh.
There were two. Yeah, I think one of them might be like, I don't know, archery today or something like that. Hang on here. I just pulled this up. Massachusetts sports betting forbids wagering on any events in which the outcome is determined by judges.
Ah.
Before sportsbook launched in regulators decided that determining the winners of those types of events relies too much on the subjective opinions of the judges.
Yeah, so diving, not part of it. Right, like if this was the Winter Olympics, figure skating, absolutely not. The French judge is always going to be.
Here's what you cannot bet on.
Okay,
you cannot bet on Artistic gymnastics.
Okay. Well, any gymnastics. It's all judges.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
And then gymnastics.
Diving, equestrian, artistic swimming.
Oh, and, yeah. That's when the girls do the whole thing.
And trampoline.
Wait. Trampoline is an Olympic sport. What about breakdancing? Breakdancing is going to be...
Actually, now that I think of it, I think today is day one of breakdancing.
Yeah, so that's going to be...
It's called breaking, I think.
Okay. All right. Wait. Well, all right, well, fine. I got to watch that, though.
Okay.
I should be a judge for that.
Now, again, I'm looking at a website here called playma.com. And it's also written in here.
I can bet on breakdancing.
Another unique wrinkle to Olympic betting in Massachusetts is the Commonwealth's restrictions on betting on Russian or Belarusian athletes. In the wake of the war in Ukraine, the International Olympic Committee determined that no teams from Russia or Belarus would be able to compete in the summer games. Athletes from those countries may compete as, are you ready for this? Individual neutral athletes with no explicit representation of their homelands. Apparently, the MGC voted to approve an amendment a while back, clarifying its original regulation forbidding betting on Russian or Belarusian events, leagues, and players.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right, so I'm trying to find some Olympic bets right now, like even for futures, and they don't even have any.
Yeah, because nothing started yet. Tomorrow,
I know, but usually they'll ceremonies like, and so tomorrow
South
will
Korea
I have a little
heavy
tab
favorites for archery. That's on Monday.
Yeah,
Monday
but
at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, I do believe like breaking, you're probably not going to bet. That's judging. You're not going to be able to bet on that.
Swimming. Well, no. Swimming you can bet, but actually not diving.
Well, yeah. There's a straight winner. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, water. Did you see that, like the little event space for beach volleyball?
Pretty nice.
Cool.
Yeah, they do a good job of that stuff. And then, it is in Paris, so people would still go there, but... I was gonna say in like 10 years it'd be all right.
I just read this article about in the Globe about like what would it be like if the Olympics were here.
I saw some of the photos.
Oh my
I saw
god!
Someone tweet.
Where were you on that?
Oh my god! It would have been a disaster.
I so wanted it to be here.
Oh, disaster!
I absolutely wanted the Olympics here. I think I may have been the only one. I was all about the Olympics.
Are you kidding me? We would have this practice going on right now, and then flag football in the stadium behind us. Maybe
been awesome.
Or would they do it at like Nickerson Field or something at BU because it's closer to? Could you, Christian? Where? Honest to God,
I was rooting for chaos.
And
I was going
to
travel that week.
Had
rent my house out.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes, I was.
No way.
World Cup. Foyer's renting out his house. Airbnb, baby.
If the Olympics would have been here, it would have been the week where I probably would have put in a special request to say, can I just work from home? Because
they would have changed the traffic patterns. They would have told people to stay home.
Please.
They absolutely would have told. That's what they did in L.A. in 84.
Well, supposedly that would have been the way to be able to improve the T system and stuff like that. And, you know, a tractor trailer would have come in with equipment. What would Monica Tibbetts not have done?
I know.
Would have stopped them at the border, for God's sake.
When you think about of all the cities that can't handle an Olympics, it's just so dense and there's just no space and it's so like there's nothing for anything. But I still was hoping for the fact that just the whole idea of the Olympics being here would have been just nuts.
It would have been a disaster.
Would have been a disaster.
Yeah, but we would have looked like idiots, and the people who run the state would have looked like idiots, and like we're sending enough signals around the world that we're full of idiots.
All the trains would work. Right? Griff says yes. All the trains would work.
Please.
No. What do you mean? They'd be forced.
Oh my God!
I think it would have been a complete chaos. I would have loving it. Yeah, right here you'd be having this event. This would be like something. Like right here, this would be maybe a breakdance. Maybe like it's a skateboard. That's an event.
What are you talking about? They wouldn't have been able to bump all this. They got camp going on.
They would have sent him down to Bryant College.
Oh no!
Yeah, Patriots at Bryant College. Yeah, it's close.
No, they can do it in the city. Again, they go to BU or something like that, or they can or they would have built a
where would kayaking would have been? Where would that have been?
Oh my God.
Where is it?
Charles.
Just create boulders and make it so it's like a roaring rapids.
So they got that. So they have like.
What about the ecosystem?
So they got that rower place that's right down the road from the station up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That might have been one of the hubs.
Absolutely.
Or, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you would have rowing competition right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. And what would that road have been like trying to get in? On top of the effing construction.
There would not have been a road.
Freaking gate.
There wouldn't have been a road. That road would have been closed.
It would have been.
That is true.
And
like,
again, how
no,
do you,
we would, we,
how
dude,
do you
you'd
close
be working
that?
From home. You'd be working from home.
You yeah, wouldn't you be. Wouldn't. You would have been renting your place.
That's
money grubber.
Yeah. I'm looking for it. Hey, World Cup. Rent my house with the World Cup.
My God.
I've already got the hook co-sign from the wife.
I can't.
And I am going to be like the in-house chef and driver.
I can't wait.
I'm going to be the in-house chef and driver.
If you're really
I'm going to be Mr. Belvedere.
Hold on. If you're this with one kid.
If you're really going to do this
totally
for the World Cup.
Yeah.
This is gold.
Yeah.
You're going to have some people show up who rented your house.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to turn them away.
No. I'm going to take everything out that's
no
important
backpacks.
Of any personal significance, and I'm going to be open the door in like a tuxedo. Hello, my name is Christiane.
Hello, I own this place. Don't wreck it. That's really what you're going
to I'm going to have like a shuttle service to the stadium.
It's going to be a group.
A walking tour.
No, you know what it would be?
Through the cranberry bogs.
Because you and I have a kid of similar age. All of a sudden, when their group of friends or something similar shows up, you're going to furrow your brow and be like, I'm going to turn my house over to these group of 22-year-olds.
What's in those backpacks?
Yeah, right. No backpack policy, though.
Huh?
No backpack policy.
Well, supposedly, according to you, they're renting the Shangri-La.
What do you
stocked
with
alcohol.
What do you think you could rent a house out for?
For the World Cup?
For the world for a week. I mean, I'm thinking 25K for the week. For the week, for
you're
some international snob that wants a personal driver and a chef?
Wait a
minute. I
didn't
say I was a good chef. I said, you have a chef.
Hang on here.
I'll make all the international foods. I'll get some crepes and some croissants.
Folks,
throw some egg rolls out there.
Folks, we know that Foyer is the king of the ideas. And then we'll just kind of, you know, throw it out there. You are not getting $25,000 for a week.
I think I am.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Do you know who the, what the pool
is?
Do you know what the teams are going to be?
Listen, you're for the World Cup?
Yeah, do we know who they're playing here?
Who they're playing here? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay,
that.
So that hasn't been released.
No,
once
no.
I know that, I'll have a better idea, but I think I can get at least 20 to 25K.
Now, wait a minute.
Week.
Now, on top of this, you're making it sound like you're going to be the butler.
Yeah.
So you're going to take the week off from this show to cater?
Yeah.
To a bunch of people that you're going to rent your house to.
Yeah.
Are you going to stay in the house?
No, I'll just be on call. I'll show up in the morning. I'll make breakfast. I'm at a little breakfast buffet. I'll drive them to the game. I'll hire the kids to be like bartenders and stuff like that. Make the beds. Put a little mint on the pillow.
You won't last a day.
How long until he gives up and just gives them all McDonald's?
Well, that'll be a theme day. It'll be, hey, try American cuisine. Like, and I'll bring a McDonald's.
Yeah, he'll activate that Grubhub account real quick.
Yeah.
Senor, KS for breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah. I'll just go to DoorDash
do
and I'll put it on plates.
Do I smell reheated fish?
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Here, I give you fish. In your country, you like fish, so I give you fish.
You know when you get,
like,
you know,
you'd be like borderline culturally inappropriate or something.
You know when
that.
You like, you rent a hotel, whatever, Holiday Inn, like breakfast is included. That'll be part of the. Well, that'll be one of the perks. Breakfast
I mean,
included.
You're promising a continental breakfast.
Yeah, seriously. I mean,
absolutely. Fruit, bagels, croissants.
You don't even
Danishes.
Check the weather.
I mean, actually,
how are you going to be this detailed for these people who are going to come in, and you're going to be worried about them ruining your house?
Insurance policy.
Can you videotape this when you present this idea to your wife?
Said she's already signed off.
I will.
She's got 2 years.
Wait,
and you might be BSing now that I see your smile. It sounds like something you're working on, not
well,
that you've
I'm workshopping
okay.
it. But wait, the house, I'll take out an insurance policy. That whoever rents the house out, it's going to have to, and then like it'll be a deposit, like a $5,000 deposit that I will not refund because I'll say, oh, well, you scuffed this door and the pool does this and then you killed the dog.
But if you're there all the time waiting on these people and driving them to the game and stuff like that.
The key is to act like I'm not actually the owner. I work for the owner.
What happens
so
when?
I will, they will believe
like
that I act
undercover
for the owner.
Boss.
Yeah.
What?
Undercover boss.
Yeah.
Boss. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine
these
people,
the owner is very, he's very rude.
They puke
very mean.
In the back of your car.
It's fine.
What are you going to do with that?
Rent a car anyways.
You're going to charge him?
Hose it out. Yes.
You're losing money with the way you're doing
this. I am charging them. It's going to be a deposit. They're going to have a deposit. You don't rent any of these homes without a deposit.
What is Twitch saying about this?
You have a deposit. It's going to be $5,000 deposit that they will not get back. It's already predetermined.
PC and 25K is not as ridiculous as some of the other stuff Oye is saying. Hold on. Now I got to
I think that's the deal. Okay,
right, cost is the most reasonable part of all this.
Dubs, they'd rent your house till they saw the pasta strainers in the bathroom and get out immediately.
Hey, in case of a kidney stone, use this. I'm going to have all the labels on the strainers. Hey, kidney stone strainer, spaghetti strainer.
Oh, my God. I'm more with Chupa, too. Like, you might be able to get $5,000 for a week.
Oh, God, not a chance. That's way too low. The hotels alone, all those crappy motels are going to be like $500 a night. All right, up here, up Route 1, all the crappy ones that are drug-infested, they're all going to raise their rates.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I can get $25,000 for a week. I can get $25,000 for a week.
I mean,
if I throw myself in as a butler slash helper slash, you know, consigliere.
Donnie Wahlberg says you should target the Saudi princes.
Yeah.
Over $1 trillion, $200 billion.
I absolutely would talk to them. I hope they...
If the Saudi princes want somewhere to sleep when they're here, they'll just buy the hotel and then
sell
it off.
Buy my house. Oh, my God. You buy it if you want.
All right. Listen, I'm assuming someone's calling from the Cape, so they have a... Maybe this gentleman, Ron, on the Cape has a working knowledge of renting houses. Ron, your regression for you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
So I've been fortunate to be at the Masters 3 times, staying at rented houses, and the minimum we paid 9 years ago, was $40,000 for the week.
So
now, I know it's not the same event. It's not the same event. In fact, what they do, Christian, little tip for you, is they go to Home Depot and they get the cheapest carpet possible, and they carpet the whole house. They don't pin it down. They don't nail it down or glue it down. They literally, for a couple of grand, carpet the whole house.
Yep.
So when you got 15, 20 guys tromping through there, or bill spilling, a drink spilling, or people throwing up or whatever, you leave, boom, throw the rugs away, $2,000, you still have $38,000 in your pocket, and the house is spotless.
Thank you. I mean, there's some common sense. Like, this is my point. We're talking about an international event that people wait. They literally drive. They go nuts. Just the same kind of atmosphere as the Masters, yet it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. People are going to overpay. They're going to overpay. And I'll put the limit, like, 10 people in the house, and then they'll just split it. It'll be easy.
Okay.
Telling you that.
The one thing I would say to the team with the caller would be, do you expect the kind of people who go to the Masters and the kind of capital that they have to do so? Do you think that the rich folk from these foreign countries are going to fly in for this? Like,
yeah,
do you think it's
absolutely
the same? Do you think that it
more
is economically equitable?
Yes.
Because I think the people who go to the Masters, a lot of them probably have long bread to burn.
An international event that's held once every 4 years for these nut jobs that are obsessed with their team and like their country. Like, this is, they go, we saw what happened down in Miami at the, Eurocopa, whatever it was. It wasn't Eurocopa, it was Maricopa. With the soccer event where they
could
destroyed the Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami.
Oh, that was the Euro final.
Whatever.
Euro 24, no. That wasn't Euro. That was Spain
America.
And England.
Copa America. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
No, they went
nuts.
I'm going to rent
the Copacabana.
No. Actually, they're more elite. They're more distinguished. They have more money. And it's not a bunch of dudes who, like, you know, from some frat who are just going to come and destroy a house. These are like, you know, uppity people.
It's the guy that had the sweat wiper for his neck.
Exactly. That guy. I'm catering to... I have a very small target, and I'm only looking for, like, high-end clientele that understand what it means to be catered to.
Hold on. So you've gotten clearance for this, supposedly?
I just have to... This is the final signature. I'll get it today.
Okay, so no. So you actually led this segment with... I've already talked to my wife.
Pretty much
as
done.
If you are leading.
It's pretty much
it,
done.
Yeah, you.
It's
you
pretty
did
much
say
done. It's pretty much done.
He's workshopping with us.
It is pretty
he
much done.
Is, he
if
is.
If I said
need like a PowerPoint presentation,
because she's going to have a way better argument than we are. Because if some people from Ecuador come in and tear up Fourier's house because he was greedy and tried to get $25,000,
I will
that's
send
on him.
Send the family to this badass hotel like right on the water somewhere. That'll be cheaper. Okay, and then they come back. I'll have it all back to new.
This will be a net loss. I think it might
no
be
way.
Small.
No way.
You're gonna have to pay for your family to move, which means you're gonna eat
it's
out.
A vacation.
All the,
it's a vacation.
Eat out
it's
all
a
time.
Vacation. Yeah, I'm gonna go on vacation. Here we go.
Yeah,
we're going.
You're
anyways.
Not. But yeah, they are. You're not. You've also positioned this as if you're gonna be Mr. Belvedere and there to drive
yes.
around and cook for
I
these people.
I gotta be there.
And then you're gonna drive to where? Wherever. Whatever. $5,000 a week.
You're gonna.
If not
you're
more
you're gonna
want
to be in on this.
No way.
And then tux rental. What he has to
tux rental. There's no way
the
you have. There's
right?
no way you have a
Gary's tux right down there in Walpole.
But
go
there's,
right there.
There's no way you
Kim's
own
not
one.
Living in the house.
What was that, Nick?
Who's going to pick out his clothes if Kim's not living in the house?
True.
One tux,
that's
same thing.
Tux. That thing's going to reek.
It's going to be
you don't,
fine.
You have
happen.
To pay the cleaning.
I'll
fee
hire
the tux
some like
bring it back.
Some good looking like lifeguards and like parade around. Then
hey, that's another. That's another expense.
Lifeguards.
Yeah,
$20 an hour.
What are you just going to do? Put the kiss the cook apron over your tuxedo while you're standing there at the grill flipping burgers.
I will call it the World Cup experience.
These people are going to pay $25,000 and then have a guy in Massachusetts making hot dogs for them.
Probably. It's going to be a little bit harder than I imagine, but
serving them leftover pizza that he brought
leftover.
From
the, yeah,
going to bring it back from the station.
I'm not going to be working that day.
You guys like figs and goat cheese? Yeah.
Senor, what is the Saturday morning breakfast?
I got three slices of small fig goat cheese pizza.
And a couple of pepperonis left over. Yeah, yeah. Hey, these cup pepperonis are big in America.
Toss them in the microwave. You'll be fine.
I'll put locks on the rooms that I don't want them to go in.
Oh,
here we go.
Cameras in the house.
If you're getting $25,000, it ain't just two people hanging out.
No, I'll bring in a little makeshift little like hanger system.
Dear Lord. All right. You know what? We don't have time.
What?
All right.
Come on.
All right. Tim,
pay it off.
Tim in Willoughby, Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Tim knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's
good.
Up, Tim?
I just wanted to give a story about when some of the – living near the Cleveland Clinic, which is one of the most recognized hospitals, when some of the Saudi people come to get, like, open-heart surgery or something, they will go to people's houses and knock on the door and say – we will give you $1 million to
See?
Rent your house for
Thank
six
you.
Months.
I'm telling you, this is
and then move from there.
Yes.
So then you got to deal with 6 months of being in a motel, and then you come back and do it.
You want to do heart surgery?
Just wanted to let you guys know.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
I mean,
you're mocking it, but it's so doable.
It isn't heart
I'm
surgery.
Telling you,
and
doesn't
what
matter.
If? And what if the Saudis are in New York? Are they going to rent your place and fly the?
I am right around the corner from the stadium. I'm like so close. I have a relationship with the cops. Float them a little cash. Let me get in through the back gate.
Again, you're spending money.
So what? It's worth it.
Everything you're making, you're spending.
No, I'll raise it to $30,000 then.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. All right. The lunchtime parlay.
This is such a good idea.
Gillette Stadium.
It's a great idea.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.